like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 15th of June, 2011. And if it's Wednesday, I've got Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald coming on. I got to do this, though. You think Barry Sartorio is on his way out? Well, he may be. I don't think this guy is electable, given almost 4 years of broken political promises. Remember, it was all George Bush's fault, the economy, the wars, all of that. Yeah. Well, he said my family would be fine with just one term. This country would have been better without even your first term. Obama says his wife and daughters aren't invested in him being president and would have been fine had he decided against running for re-election. But he says they believe in what he's doing for the country. You sure you do? Yeah, like it's real hard living in the White House with servants. Asked about his family's reaction to his wanting another term, Obama said, Michelle and the kids are wonderful in that if I said, you know, guys, I want to do something different, they'd be fine. They're not invested in daddy being president or my husband being president. He says First Lady Michelle Obama would be the first one to encourage him to do something a little less stressful. If she no longer thought that what they were doing was worthwhile for the country. Really? The classless First Lady. You know, and if remember how this was being played up as a race thing. If you disagreed with Obama, you were some kind of bigot. You were some kind of, I don't know, a hateful person. And that you were anti-black. But no, once you get to the presidential Oval Office, your skin color, the criteria, that does not matter. What does matter in how you abide by the Constitution, how your foreign policy is, if you know your golf balls from a hole in the ground about the economy and do the right thing. Given the little palette of the various little colors that you've been given. Now, we would have been fine without Barry Sartorio even in the first presidency, the first 4 years. Now, you see what's lining up on the Republican side? Yeah. More of the same old, same old, same old. Bill Maher of HBO come out and said that, you know, these Republicans, it's kind of a religion. And on that, his point on that, I won't disagree, because it's same party, same thing. You know, us against them. No, you're supposed to be for us, not against us. The Congress of the United States, the presidency, his cabinet, have become anti-American. And they, all these years, they've been accusing us as being anti-government. Gee, do you want to know the reason why? Because they have been anti-American, anti-constitutional, anti just good, plain, old, common horse sense. We'll take the break. Can I say goodbye to Obama now? Can he just, like, resign?
Extend your life with Extend. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well. The political season is heating up. Isn't it wonderful? More pomp and ceremony and positioning and all that for what? Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese, how are you guys?
Real good, John.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, you're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John, we basically I sent you something email-wise to show you
yes.
that they've already, in the statutory language, equated us with animals. I sent it about 20, 30 minutes ago. So if your guy wants to pull it up and you want to look at it,
no,
fine.
I'm the guy that does that.
Okay.
Let me see here. Actually, I got for John's eyes only from Pete Neese.
There, that's it. That's the one.
Okay. But it has nothing here. All right. It had links to it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a complete document with links.
Well, this one I have is about
Seven pages long, it should be.
Okay. Now, this is the anti-slavery, which I really wanted to get into as well. But I will dig up the one that you had just sent me, if I can find a doggone thing. At any rate, go ahead.
Anyway, what it basically shows is, and Joyce confirmed this with her other study, I take you all the way back to the 1940s in this paper, and it shows that they had our bodies captured as animals back in 1940. In other words, animals don't have any rights. See? we don't have any rights. So when you read the statutory language, they can treat us, especially with the pharmaceutical arrangement, which is in that paper that I sent you, that's how they can, in other words, they're the new sovereign, and they can outlaw giving their animals any kind of narcotics.
Okay.
No, we make grass illegal. We make all the rest of the stuff illegal. See how that's done?
That's right. They control what they feed their animals and how they how they treat their animals and the medical care their animals will get, the shots the animals will get, and they determine if the animal's too sick to keep alive, they can euthanize it by putting it to sleep.
That's correct.
All right. I just
I have the information in yellow for you.
Yeah,
on that.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, well, it's on page, starts at the top of page 3.
Okay, I got it. And going into the federal definitions of drugs and the term drug means articles recognized in the official United States Pharmacopoeia, official homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States. Phew. or official national formulary or any supplement to any of them. And B, articles intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of the disease in man or other animals. And C, articles other than food intended to affect the structure or the function of the body of man or other animals. Well, and it's...
Like vitamins?
Yeah. Well, and you highlighted this, but when the law reads man or animals, it means that man is only a particularly kind of animal. For example, if I wrote cats or dogs, the two groups would be mutually exclusive. But if I wrote house cats or other felines, the word felines would include lions, tigers, ocelots, and house cats, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting that they put this in here, and they don't see us any higher than, say, Texas cattle.
That's correct.
That's exactly right. And I want to thank all those people out there for contributing campaign funds to people who think that you're nothing but an animal and that you can live in the herd, and when they don't need you anymore, they can kill you and eat you. Keep sending the money to make more laws like that. You'll love them.
Well, and you know,
and keep voting for them, folks. Keep voting for them. They're treating us just like animals, and you're sitting there with a big smile, and you're all happy about your candidate. And look at the laws that they passed. So I guess you enjoy being in the circus.
Well, I'll tell you, I was shocked about that interview that Obama had done, talking about, he'd be willing to leave the White House.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, gee, I wonder why, because as far as I'm concerned and the information I've seen, one of the biggest faux pas here or screw-ups by any presidential candidate or seated president is the one on basic eligibility for office.
Right on.
Not because of his skin color or his belief system or whatever else. It's because the guy wasn't born in the damn country.
That's correct.
But both him and his wife are disbarred lawyers. Now, you know how crooked lawyers are. Look at their reputation. So you can just imagine what great, wonderful, law-abiding lawyers they were if they got disbarred.
Yeah.
Because they'll let them get away with everything except murder.
Well, and we see what's going on. And I mentioned Codex Alimentarius last Wednesday when you guys were on the program. And if you look at this, the absolute audacity of a group or organizations thinking that they have the power to enact law and to sway people, legislators, against, you know, I said this at the top of the program. You know, they've come out and the media and the government has called us anti-government. Well, that's because you yahoos, you ignorant, backwards, third world nation kind of thinking people have disregarded the law, the Constitution, and the American people. You have become anti-American. So
you see what it is? They're the elite, and we are the animals.
Exactly.
And they take care of us the way they would take care of a herd. And
they service us that way, Joyce.
Well, He said they service us that way. Yeah, that's right. And you know, I was thinking about this before today's program. If you how do officials and politicians always refer to the American people as? One of two things. They quit using the American people because that has too broad of maybe connotation that might be connected to that. But they usually refer to us as being a taxpayer or a consumer.
Right on.
And when you think about that, then you start thinking about the laws that have been crafted. And we go into commerce. We go all through that stuff. This is their mindset. It's business. Whether you're on the Democratic side of the aisle or you're on the Republican side, it doesn't really matter. And what good are you to the system if you are not employed, you can't pay taxes, and you can't consume?
What do they do with the animals, John?
They euthanize them.
There you go. You got it.
Time to go to slaughter.
It's time to go to sleep forever. Well,
and then on top of that, they'll be able to sell all your organs.
That's right.
Well, and you got
international trade in organs.
Well, and
we're going to be harvested.
Well, there'll be no. Let me put it to you this way, guys. I'm not going to say that the United States government is going to set up a program to sell off your organs because you've become a useless, non-productive eater. I'm not going to go there.
It's already set up. So I've got all the legislation. It's already
Joyce. He doesn't want to go there.
I know he doesn't. I was saying he doesn't have to because I already went there.
Yeah.
I know, but he doesn't want to talk about it. Is what he's trying to say.
Okay, but how did you like what I sent you about your all name, your name in all caps being your war name, and we're still the enemy, and that's how we're treated. We're treated like the enemy herd. I thought we've graduated, Joyce, from
being enemy of the state to terrorists of the state.
Thank you very much for that, Peter, because you are essentially correct. And initially, when all of this started to come about, this was to fight the evil Al-Qaeda that's trying to destroy us because they hate our freedoms. And then promptly...
John, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to point something out to you. If I'm... thought of as the equivalent of an animal, and they're calling that animal a terrorist, am I a mad dog?
Well, I don't know what definition they're going to assign to you. I was going to say, Peter, that...
No, I mean, how do they call a dog a terrorist? Or an animal a terrorist? Interesting, huh?
Well...
Something to think about.
Yeah. Okay.
We're herd that's stampeding.
Look, I understand the relationship between the government and the people. There is none anymore. Because the bridge, the contract that was there was called the law. And all laws that were passed and considered by the Congress of the United States or even our state legislatures had to be bound to that law. And this has been a natural course of Americans' response to being treated, as you guys have pointed out, cattle, you know, animals. It doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, a child, a cow, a cat. It doesn't matter to them. For purposes of doing business, you're just something to be sold a product to or to administer a product to another animal. You're just an animal doing bidding for the other animals. Okay. Well, that's a particularly godless way of looking at things, I would say. But... The point I'm trying to make here, Peter, and I've already lost it because you interrupted me. So we'll move on to something else. All right, Joyce, it's hard to do programming with you guys sometimes, ma'am.
But you have to remember they also passed a law that government is above God. So they don't have to respect the fact that
Wait a minute. What law was that?
I have it in my files. I'll send it to you later, but...
Well, no, Joyce, hold on a second. I don't do radio like this.
Okay, I'll look it up.
You got to, man. I mean, this is about the facts. We can't throw something out there without substantiating it. This is a program for people to learn from. Okay? All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, Please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Joyce, you had sent me over, the regime is so lawless, they're now violating treaties they have signed. Could we build... Got a mic? Is it that hot? Okay. Try that one.
Oh, well, geez.
Can we just like switch the input to that board?
Chewy.
Well, this is really sounds different. At any rate, could we build a case against them if there were only if there was an honest court to go to? Yeah, there's the trick. Joyce, this email you sent over to me, according to the Anti-Slavery International, a person enters debt bondage when their labor is demanded as a means of repayment of a loan or of money given in advance. Usually people are tricked or trapped into working for no pay or very little pay in return for such a loan. We used to call that the company store here. In conditions which violate their human rights. Invariably, the value of the work done by a bonded laborer is greater than the original sum of money borrowed or advanced. Now, according to the Anti-Slavery Society, pawnage or pawn slavery is a form of servitude akin to bonded labor under which the debtor provides another human being as security or collateral for the debt until the debt, including interest on it, is paid off. The creditor has the use of it at international law. Now, you further goes on to say that debt bondage has been defined by the United Nations as a form of modern-day slavery and is prohibited by international law. It is specifically dealt with by Article 1A of the United Nations, 1956 Supplementary Convention on the Abolition of Slavery.
It persists nonetheless, especially in developing nations which have few mechanisms for credit security or bankruptcy, and where fewer people hold title, formal title, to land or possessions. According to some economists, for example, Hernando de Soto, this is a major barrier to development in these countries. Entrepreneurs do not take risk and cannot get credit because they hold no collateral and may burden families for generations to come. You know, Joyce, in 1956, they did this. Hello, Joyce?
I think they did it way before that. I think they did it when they originally went into bankruptcy under Lincoln with the bonds on the heads of all the slaves.
Well, but that wasn't the start of the New World Order. And when we talk about this IMF or the World Bank was actually a creation of the very same United Nations in 1948.
Right.
For purposes of education to the audience out there, the UN has never been a body of just where representatives from all the countries come together and to hash out their problems. The United Nations, right from its outset, was to be a world governing body. The International Monetary Fund oversees the global financial system and is an international organization serving member nations globally. It offers financial and technical assistance to its members and its lender of last resort for national governments and their central banks. And well, guess when it was created? It was created in 1944, a year.
Yeah, but I want to ask you something, John. How many masters can you serve at the same time? Are you still there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, how about if I tell you that the Supreme Court justices sign what's called a Form 61, where they pledge their allegiance to the United Nations. I have a copy of it signed by Judge Rehnquist. So he's swearing allegiance to uphold all the law of the United Nations when he's being paid by the American people to uphold the law for the American people. So who's he going to serve?
Not going to be
the animal.
It's not it's the animal.
John?
Yes.
In the last month, or the last couple weeks, I should say, I have found so much stuff that we don't have any remedy other than the end of a barrel. Honest to God. They pass laws, they disregard them, and they don't worry about disregarding them because they own the court system. If you own the court system, you can do whatever you want because your employees are going to uphold whatever you say. So it doesn't matter whether the law is a good law, a bad law, an indifferent law. It doesn't matter what kind of a law it is, what it says. The Supreme Court of the United States is going to uphold it.
Well,
so where do the American people have to go for a remedy when they swear to uphold the laws of the United Nations and all those treaties?
Don't care what the Supreme Court of the United States of America does. I don't care what Barry Sartorial says is law or what isn't. I don't care what some Congress critter or what some senator or some advocacy group or some organization says. What I care about is what the Constitution says.
I agree with you.
But where the problem has come in with all the ways that they have parted ways with the Constitution and all the little mechanizations they've set up just to do business.
Well, here's the important question. Read the Constitution, and I defy anybody in the to tell me where it says that treaties are going to supersede a Constitution so that a criminal Congress can sign an international treaty making the Constitution null and void. Did we go and die and fight for a country that a bunch of criminals could sign a treaty and do away with everything?
Well, I've got one for you. When we come back out of the break, Dennis Kucinich and his merry band of men are having to sue Barack Obama because of the Libyan deal. We'll talk about that one when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's a little hot. Thank you. Yeah, when it feeds back because of the earphones, yeah, it's a little hot. All right, back on the regular microphone here. All right. Guys, remember under George Bush's administration, the executive that he represents, they figured out a way that he can just declare war and go after terrorists without proclaiming it a war, and basically with the ability to wage war on anybody for any damn reason he comes up with. I heard Cynthia McKinney, she was on Russian television, and they traced and tracked this back through all the utterances coming out of the White House during the Bush administration. They lied 932 times about Iraq to get us into war. And this is really fascinating because a lot of the older, let me just put it that way, talking heads that were involved in media as being the news deliverers or some kind of great thinkers, even they've come to the same conclusions. Although it won't be really a big talking point and they're not going to be interviewed and they're not going to be really queried as to their revelations of how they came to this new way of thinking. But it's all out there. But under the administration of George Bush, they found a way, because of this great threat of worldwide terrorism, Al-Qaeda, and all the lies that we've manufactured, we cut Congress out of the decision-making, and its constitutional duty for them to consider the evidence and then proclaim that there is ample evidence for declaring war on a country. See, it had to be a governmental thing. It couldn't be one man sitting in an office twiddling his thumbs and saying, okay, I'm going to represent whatever group, the banks, the Pentagon, the war industry, or whatever else. A bipartisan group of House members announced on Wednesday that it's filing a lawsuit charging that President Obama made an illegal end run around Congress when he approved U.S. military action against Libya. With the regard to the war in Libya, we believe that the law was violated. We have asked the courts to move to protect the American people from the results of these illegal policies, said Representative Dennis Kucinich, who led the 10-member anti-war coalition with Representative Walter Jones, a Republican out of North Carolina. But he's not the only Republican. The White House is expected on Wednesday to deliver to Congress a much-anticipated report detailing military activity in Libya. According to Kucinich, the suit will challenge the Obama administration's circumvention of Congress and its use of international organizations, such as the United Nations and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, to authorize the use of military force abroad. It will also ask a judge to prohibit the White House from conducting a war without congressional approval. Now, I don't know how you're going to go to a particular judge and have him rule on the Constitution, but that yet remains to be seen. Now, Kucinich, he scheduled a press conference, evidently that took place today at noon in front of the federal courthouse. The suit comes a day after House Speaker John Bonner sent Obama a letter claiming that the military action in Libya will violate the 1973 War Powers Resolution if it does not end by Friday, 90 days after it began. Now, the Kucinich-Jones group also includes Democrats John Conyers, which I really don't have a whole lot of respect for, and I think the old fart should retire. He's from Michigan. And Michael Caprano of Massachusetts. Don't know much about him, but not too much as good has come out of Massachusetts, including Mitt Romney. But we also have Republicans, Howard Cobble of North Carolina. Sorry, don't know too much about him. John Duncan of Tennessee. I know who Roscoe Bartlett of Maryland is, and Ron Paul of Texas, Tim Johnson of Illinois, and Dan Burton of Indiana. Now, here's the point. They're going to a judge filing a lawsuit to stop a president from waging war on a foreign country. And Bonner, the suntanned, ever-ready-for-a-photo-op House Speaker, he's claiming it'll violate the 1973 War Powers Resolution if it doesn't end by the 90-day period, which evidently is Friday. Not that this violates the Constitution, and Kucinich. Now, Kucinich is a strange bird. I don't know how and why Dennis Kucinich is the way he is and how his synapses fire and how his thought processes carry on. But he's an interesting individual because he really believes in what he does and says, which is unlike a lot of politicians. You know, they'll do the old wet the finger and put the finger in the air to check which way the political winds are blowing. But isn't this ironic, guys, that we've got to go to a judge to stop the annihilation of people in a foreign land without a declaration of war?
John, remember the Ashwander rules, and remember under martial law rule, we can still have the civil law, except it's of necessity for the public. That solves it. The judge says, can't do anything, Mr. Kucinich.
And I think that's exactly what they're going to do with this.
Right.
Rather than the United States Congress assembled, looking at Obama and going, you know what? We had a Republican president before that gave all this power to the executive to literally one man's decision to wage war on any sovereign nation on the planet or hunt down and kill anybody they damn well choose.
Right.
You know, I mean, aside from sounding a little cockeyed, that goes against many maxims of law that have been laid down for many a century. So, you know, a new deal, and they're going to try to make the pig fly.
Sure, because all the rules and all the law is out the door. That's what I used to argue with these attorneys. I said, boys, you represent statutory law. You represent statutory case law. And all the stuff that you represent basically can be turned and tweaked and twitched in a minute. I says, you don't represent the real law. You represent public policy.
Now, I have a question for you.
Hmm.
If we're all the enemy of the state since the Civil War and declared to be the enemy of the bankers in 1933, and we're considered the enemy, we're under martial law rule, then how is there any person that could even serve in a Congress? They have to remove that disability from themselves, which makes them an elite class. So how do you talk about... What?
I said, there you go. They're the elite class.
An egalitarian democracy. Basically, they're under an egalitarian statutory constitution, only applies to them. We had the 14th Amendment to make everyone equal. They turned around and even violated their own 14th Amendment, which is nothing but a bunch of garbage anyway, and created an elite class. And we're all considered the herd, nothing but animals, and they're the only ones that are human beings, people, creations of God. They're the only ones that count, and it's no longer a government. It's a private corporation for profit, and everything else exists only to serve them.
Right on. Well said.
Yes, very well said. 800-313-9443. I'm looking here. Somebody had sent me an email on man and other animals in U.S. code. And they actually sent the code to me. Restriction on use of human subject for testing of chemical or biological agents. He says, this might help you understand, it is all legal, just like Hitler when he did was legal, not lawful. Let this soak in, but take your glass of tap water. Don't want you to get too upset.
Okay. Well, that's just it. If it's illegal to use chemical experiments against human beings, doesn't include us, because we're animals.
That's right. We're not human beings. Only the elite are.
We fall outside of that category because they change the definitions of all the words for every single piece of legislation that they write. Because they include the definition in the legislation.
Right.
So how do you ever know where you stand when everything is defined in a different manner to suit their purpose?
And remember, Joyce, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That's right.
Only when the ignorant try to make it work for other purposes.
That's right.
We're good law-abiding citizens, and we think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, so we're letting them get away with it. Well, if we don't do something about it soon, we're going to let them get away with hurting us up in the corral and doing whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, things are heating up here. I'll tell you how bad things are getting. I've got to play this from Fox News. Even Fox News, which has been the neocons' outlet for war. They have never really challenged the Bush administration. They, on political points, they'll challenge Obama, but not on points of law and certainly not on the Constitution. Well, maybe Judge Napolitano does now and then, but, you know. But here's an interview, and I think we'll find this rather fascinating, folks, because the point is that even the medias are starting to get scared because they see what's coming. Here's the clip.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates and his harsh words for NATO. In his last major address before retiring at the end of the month, Secretary Gates scolded our European partners in the military alliance for not carrying enough financial weight and for forcing the United States to pay the biggest share of the NATO defense spending. He warned that U.S. politicians must stop seeing that cost as worthwhile and that NATO, which formed after World War II, faces a future that is, quote, dim, if not dismal. With us now from Washington, the former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, is with us. Sir, nice to see you.
Shep, thanks for having me.
Your thoughts on the defense secretary's words today?
Well, first, is I want to say he's absolutely right when he's talking about the Europeans slashing defense spending, slashing their defense capabilities, and not even having the will to contribute to some of the missions that we've been doing. It was pulling teeth trying to get allies to Afghanistan, and it has been very difficult getting them to contribute more in Libya. So I agree very much on that part. There's a second part, though, to this, too, is that there are real security problems in the world, and they're going to affect real people. They're going to affect us. Libya is one. You just talked about Syria. So we need to see some U.S. leadership in this as well. What he's saying is the U.S. is going to pull up its chips and go home if the allies don't do more. What we really need is to get the U.S. and the Europeans and others working together to tackle some of these very hard problems.
Well, look, I mean, we've got Afghanistan, which seems to be war without end. We've got Iraq, which is clearly war without end. We have our third not war now in Libya. We have our fourth not even yet war in Syria, yet we're there. I mean, this is not to mention the other problems that we're having around the world. Aren't there limits to what America can do and to what NATO can do? Isn't there a time when you just have to say, enough already? Fight your own fights.
Yeah, of course there are limits to that. But that's the what you just said there, I think, is the misperception, is that these are someone else's fights and not ours. They are someone else's fights, and Europe does need to step up to the plate, just like Secretary Gates said. But we're also affected by these things, too, and so we have to look out for our own interests.
We're affected by them, but are we really playing by the rules here? I mean, it's not as if Congress has been involved in any of these decisions. It's not as if the American people are behind any of these decisions. It seems to be just happening and blowing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that we don't have.
Yeah, no, I would be very much in favor of seeing the Congress weigh in on Libya. In fact, I think Senators McCain and I believe it was Lieberman were putting together a resolution to that effect. Certainly the Congress needs to be involved. In Libya, I think the problem is that we have a military mission that is far cry from what the political objective is. I mean, Gaddafi has to go from power, and here we are saying the military's job is to provide relief to civilians. Well, that's not going to force him out of power, and it's just going to prolong the operation. More people will suffer, and it'll cost us a lot more money.
And it's not what we're doing. I mean, we're saying we're there to protect civilians, but that's not what we're doing. We as journalists can't sit here and watch us hit structure after structure that is part of command and control and clearly try to take out Colonel Gaddafi and just sit there and basically lie to ourselves about it. It's a little preposterous, isn't
it? Exactly. Yeah, I think it is. I think you have to be clear up front what it is you're trying to do. Once you're clear about that, you put the resources in to get it over with as quickly as possible. Good thing about Libya is we're not putting U.S. ground troops in. This is for the Libyans themselves to take control of their own country. They're the ones who launched an uprising. They've got a rebellion that's gathering some strength. They need to do it.
All right, let's just stop right there because him being the former U.S. ambassador to NATO, NATO coming up directly after World War II, along with the World Bank institutions, United Nations, and the whole nine yards. Mr. Volcker still has an agenda here. Yeah, by putting U.S. troops in there, we're going to enable the people of Libya to take their country back. No, what they're doing is they're starting a coup in Libya. The people in Libya love Muammar Gaddafi. And you know what? If they want to love the man, let them love him. Because you know what? That's their country. It's not ours. What the hell gives us the right to go in there and topple governments? Because we can. And I don't hear anything mentioned in this report. This is why I'm saying Fox News is getting scared. As much as this talking head knows about the laws of the land is for another discussion.
It's all to make profit for the bankers. And they don't care if we die, because I found all kinds of information under the Adventures and Perils Clause. The government buys a $4 million life insurance policy or a $10 million life insurance policy on every single soldier. And when he's killed in war, under the Adventures and Perils Clause, they send the family $10,000 in the American flag. And they're making millions and millions on every boy that dies. And that's why they keep a war going someplace all the time.
Well, what I started out saying before, because this is an important part of this, and if you want to understand world government and world structure and command and control, this is it. Now, the IMF and the World Bank are institutions in the United Nations system. They share the same goal, and this is from the International Monetary Fund website, so forgive their spin here, but they share the same goals of raising living standards in their member countries. Their approaches to this goal are complementary, with the IMF focusing on macroeconomic issues and the World Bank concentrating on long-term economic development and poverty reduction, supposedly. Now,
it's all lies.
Well, yeah, it is. But let me explain to the listeners, Joyce, as to exactly why, because I'm one of these nuts on details.
Go ahead.
All right. The International Monetary Fund oversees the global financial system and is an international organization serving member nations globally. It offers financial and technical assistance to its members and its lender of last resort for the national governments and their central banks. The IMF was created in 1944 and chartered in 1945 by the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference with 29 countries as its original members. Now, as more members joined over time, the IMF's global influence on the economy grew and expanded its reach. That reach has expanded to include 185 countries, which all pay a quota to the fund based and on their national percentage of world's economy. Now, the IMF Board of Governors is made up of representatives from every member country, while its executive board is made up of 24 members, who are each chosen by the other governors to represent geographic regions. Kind of like cutting up the pie. The stated goals of the IMF are to stabilize exchange rates, assist the world's international payment system, and oversee a pool of money that can be borrowed from the member nations with payment imbalances due to economic problems. This is where it starts to get interesting. You want to know about world government and who's pulling whose strings? Let's get down to the chase.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
So, at any rate, the stated goals of the IMF to exchange rates, stabilize those, the reduction of policy and or poverty rather, and facilitation of international trade and sustainable economic growth are current goals of the IMF as well. Now, they saw their first shortfall since its inception back in 2008 and was forced to sell off part of their gold reserves held by the organizations to cover it. Now, this has led to massive budget changes and cuts, and Well, you don't think the banking crisis that they're a part of is not affecting them? It does as well. Now, what they are doing here, folks, through the United Nations, and the United Nations is to be your world government body, hooked up to what the United Nations set up, the IMF and World Bank. Now, under the auspices of, well, just trying to help people eliminate poverty, whereas the fiat money system does nothing but destroy. Many of these programs that they do result in an increase in poverty in its member nations and accomplish little more than to line the pockets of dictators and their cronies. Kenya is a good example of this, where the IMF's requirement that the nation loosen its currency exchanges, which resulted not only in new funds from other nations, but in Kenya's corrupt government officials siphoning off billions of shillings in the Goldenberg scandal. Now, critics of the International Monetary Fund point out since 1980, over 100 of its member countries have experienced a banking collapse or severe depression, reducing their gross domestic product by 4% or more. They also support world dictators. If you want to see what Africa looks like today, look through the eyes of the IMF. Now, their members who are and has supported dictators in the past. The governments in the past of Sudan and Syria, dictatorships in Brazil in the early 60s, the elected governments asked for the assistance of the IMF to manage national shortfalls. When the military dictator Brankle took over in 1964, he was granted IMF assistance to bring his country's finances to bear. The International Monetary Fund is facing a crisis of its own and its struggles, and it goes in to explain about the world banking crisis we're in right now. These are the string pullers. Now, I want to also interject here that the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank were both created as an international conference convened in Bretton Woods. Oh, and what did Bretton Woods Agreement do? Tied the entire world and oil production and sale to U.S. dollars. Now, the goal of the conference was to establish a framework for economic cooperation and development that would lead to more stable and prosperous global economy. While this goal remains central to both institutions, their work is constantly evolving. And again, I'm reading their propaganda off their own website. But herein lies your globalization project. Herein lies the mystery unveiled in this country as to why this country is turning into a police state. If you want to understand why your government is now classifying you as being a terrorist, it's because they've hopped on board with a global order, folks, and international law has to take place. Your constitution and the law that is represented in this country no longer exist. And if you, being the anti-government person that we've declared you to be, continue, you will cease to exist one way or another. How is this being accomplished? We'll get to that into the next hour with Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald, and your calls as well at 800-313-9443. Folks, this isn't just little disparaging little incidents that are happening and the world's in chaos. There is a cacophony and a symphony going on played by the global elite. There is their global agenda.
The next round of the